This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Unspeakable Possessors.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Oh, a weird name.
Yeah.
For what this is.
Yeah. Well, you know, Unspeakable. Haster is he who must not be named. Yep. And these are aligned with Haster. They're Haster's buddies and bros.
Mm-hmm. This is what happens when you take the Unspeakable Oath. You turn into one of these things. We love the Unspeakable Oath here on Duck Feed.
You pledge yourself to Haster.
Yep.
And if you die, then you immediately, not immediately, just over the course of this oath, you kind of get turned into this quote distorted caricature of a human being with eyes sunk in and appendages of an octopus kind of flailing around bonelessly, becoming just an extension of Haster's will.
Yep. You tell Haster that you will gladly take the oath on Tuesday in exchange for a hamburger today. and then this happens to you. It doesn't really say a lot of like what you're going to be doing.
Right.
As one of Haster's buddies, like Haster he's unknowable. So you don't get the, like, these are Haster's motivations.
Right.
Aspect of this guy, which is, you know, probably good for these guys.
Yeah.
And also an August Derleth creation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, good, like little plus one for the dipshit.
Yeah. For the dipshit. Know? See that's the one kind of redeeming thing about August Derleth is that he does carry the Haster water forward.
Yeah.
Like a lot,
which I appreciate.
Yeah. No, like just a lot of the extended stuff was, you know, related to Haster was his, the power of this is related to, the position of Aldebaran, you know, which is weird. It's just another role for the DM to do, but it might be, I mean, the way you would do that is to, if you wanted a chance for people to escape, then you would just say, shit, Aldebaran's on the other side of Halley. Then there you go.
Well, boom. Well, or that you have them, cause they're affected by it and they're comatose when it sets.
Yeah.
So you just have, this is the instigating incident, and then you have to survive long enough for it to set.
Yes.
For sunset or whatever.
My favorite detail about this is that, so if the person who invoked the unspeakable promise, the unspeakable oath, if they die,
this is pretty fucked
up. It's like student.
There's an estate tax.
It's like student debt. Immediately, Haster goes towards the nearest blood relative.
Mm-hmm. Who's determining that?
I don't know.
Like in area, you know, where it's like you have a brother and a sister.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets it? You know what? The flipping Haster's coin. I don't know.
Yep, an eight-sided coin.
Yeah, one for every relative. Well, it's a non-Euclidean coin.
Okay,
yes, they can do it.
Yeah, it's concave. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.